Here at BASF Innovation Symposium, I am speaking with Dr. Jennifer Holland. You talked about here to the growers that are here about the three different pillars of headline and how headline controls diseases, growth efficiency, as well as stress tolerance. So let's start first with disease control. How does headline control disease?
So when we think about the life cycle of a pathogen, headline fungicide really controls the pathogen in a preventative manner. So when we think about how the life cycle of a pathogen occurs, we prevent the pathogen from actually germinating and also from penetrating the tissue surface.
Now, growth efficiency is the next pillar. You made the comment the green is good, and that's part of this and part of the photosynthesis, the importance of photosynthesis, and how headline helps that.
So headline helps drive photosynthesis and ultimately drive yield in the sense that photosynthesis is tied to the energy production in the plant. That energy then gets turned into to yield at the end of the season. And we see it over and over again. And even one of the growers today actually spoke to the fact that the longer you can keep your crop green and keep maximizing that yield, the better your potential is at the end of the season.
Percentage-wise, what do you show as far as photosynthesis? You can measure the actual photosynthesis values, and what have you found with headline use?
So when we looked at the research results from our Seymour station in 2011, we saw approximately a 20% increase with headline. Now, that's going to vary depending upon a number of different variables. For example, temperature, stage of the life cycle of the plant that you actually measure it, as well as the tool that you use to measure photosynthesis.
Now, you also looked at roots and how that is improved by headline use.
Roots are an essential part of the plant health message because it really links back to growth efficiency in the sense that stronger roots are going to increase water uptake as well as increase nutrient uptake and standability.
Now, stress tolerance, one of the key pillars of headline and really important for growers in this past year as far as drought and how headline helps a plant when it's under stress. Tell us about that.
Stress tolerance and growth efficiency are actually related to one another by photosynthesis. And so we talked a little bit about how under heat stress, for example, those openings on the leaf surface will shut down. And headline helps buffer against those environmental stresses by keeping those leaf openings open longer and allowing for more gas exchange and more photosynthesis to occur.
Well, you had some really good, a really good visual explanation. I mean, by visual, I mean when you explained it, about the openings, the stomates, how people can relate to that. What are the stomates? How do we know how they're open? And some examples there.
So one example, if you aren't familiar with how stomates work, it's sort of like having windows on your car on a hot summer day. So if you roll up the windows on the car, you're going to heat up the interior of that car really quickly. Sort of the same way with plants. When they're stressed, they shut down those openings, sort of like rolling up the windows. But if you turn down the windows, roll down the windows, get the airflow going, it's the same thing as keeping those stomates open, which maximizes photosynthesis and maximizes yield.
And a lot of the rolled corn that we saw over the summer, and that's an example of those openings closing up, right?
Absolutely. So rolled corn is a macro example of stomates being closed as opposed to being open, and it's really just the plant's way of trying to buffer against those stresses.
Now, you actually also did experiments to measure the benefits that headlines provides in optimum conditions and also under stress conditions, particularly drought.
Yeah, so we looked in the greenhouse looking at photosynthesis under drought conditions and root growth efficiency, and we see that headline does increase both photosynthesis under water stress as well as optimal water, and we also see increased root growth in both of those cases with headline treatments.
Now, headline has been out since 2004, and we've seen some improvements on headline with headline AMP and Preaxor. What makes headline still relevant then for producers?
So the key ingredient in headline is an active ingredient called F500, and F500 is still the foundation of all of our products. So you'll find F500, for example, in headline AMP as well as Preaxor, and it's still going to be very, very critical in terms of delivering plant health benefits in both of those products moving forward.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Jennifer Holland, here at the BASF and Innovation Symposium in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.